Question six. I worked on the show for close to 4 years. During the final year, I had help with great New York composer John Peterson, and we collaborated on some scores, and some weeks he did most of it by himself. The thing was, the first 2 years, the things were really growing, and everything was evolving into better and better. And I had plenty of energy to do it. And the third year, it was getting a little harder because it was already, after that, it was so many different episodes that I wrote music for that by the time, the fourth season came around, I said I have to move on to some other things that I wanted to do, and I was getting offered. And eventually, after season four, I just, had to really move on and get back to some other things that I was neglecting. Question seven. I only worked with John Peterson directly, where I basically gave him some of my sounds and samples, and also he was using some of my melodic themes and motifs. Tim Truman worked all by himself on the, I guess that was season five. I was not involved in that season at all. Question eight. I was pretty much involved in about 88 episodes of the show. I can't tell you how much music there was in total. And, the CDs, there are all these CDs out there that some of them are mine, some of them are official Miami Vice soundtracks. As far as unreleased, I'm not so sure there is very much left. There is few things that I still like. And, that goes to question nine, where I might be, able to finish some of these, and they probably won't be on a CD, but they might be available for download. I don't know whether I'm going to do it or when yet, okay? Question 10. Working on the series was very hectic because things were running quite late and I only had like about a week to turn an episode around. But I was given so much freedom where I didn't have to second guess myself and I could just go with my instincts. And since I didn't read the script, I didn't know the story beforehand, and I just watched it for the first time. And whenever I felt I needed to write something, the emotions ran high, I would just write music and put it in. Question 11. As far as Crockett's theme, I only created two versions, the original and then the one that's on the Best of Miami Vice CD. And the Miami Vice theme, there was also a new version on the Miami Vice Best of Miami Vice CD. And just right now, I did a new version called Remix 06, which is a little shorter and it's got some different sounds on it as well. And I also created a music for a commercial for a beer advertisement in here in America. And there was, short versions of the Miami Vice theme. Question 12. As far as my two cameos, they were not really a speaking part, so there was no writing involved. And it was just such a goof and a great idea to, get me into the show and get people, who really like the music to get to watch me play. Question 13. As far as the current movie, I was surprised that they didn't even try to use some new version of the theme or Crockett's theme and incorporate it, into whoever does the score. And as I watched the movie just 2 days ago, and the movie looks great, but the music was rather disappointing. Even the songs, I thought they were going to have much more edge to them, but they turned out to be kind of sort of middle of the road. So there you have it. Question 14 and 15. I was approached by the producers from Lucky Song, who put together this whole package, and it was just a great example of somebody from the left field coming with fresh ears and creating a whole new treatment for the song, for Crockett's theme. And it was just a great, great combination, and I'm very happy with the result.